Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
And Richard Hake is with us now in the studio with the latest news. But before he starts, I want to say that we're really thinking about any of you today, not just who are voting, but who have been terrorized by the incident at the Westfield Garden State Plaza last night, where, as most of you know, a gunman killed himself and many, many people were detained in lockdown at the mall while police got a handle on the situation. Were you in the mall there in Paramus, or did you know someone who was there on lockdown? It must have been a terrifying night waiting to see what would happen. What were you thinking, and how are you feeling this morning? Would anyone like to tell us about your experience at the mall last night? We're going to open the phones for a few minutes for anyone who was there. 212-433-WNYC. Maybe you just want to process this. 212-433-9692. Maybe you just want others to know what this was like. Maybe you think there's any kind of policy or behavioral implication when something like this happens, even though it was just a suicide, and then there was Aurora and et cetera. Does it make you think differently, parents, about letting your teenagers go to the mall, or anybody about going yourself, or can you just sort of not think about it? And, you know, it's a rare, rare event, even though it does happen in life. And this just does not change behavior. It just makes you shudder for those involved. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, especially for anyone who happened to be at the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall last night. 212-433-9692. And if your calls are coming in, if we get anybody who was there, we turn to Richard Hake for the latest news. And Richard, what do you have for us election-wise?
Well, at first, Brian, election-wise, some voters across the city are reporting having trouble with those scanners at some polling sites. We just checked in with the New York Public Interest Research Group, or NYPIRG, saying it's received complaints from at least 9 sites in Brooklyn. And the City Board of Elections Twitter page has had a steady stream of voters reporting problems with the scanner since the polls opened earlier this morning at 6 a.m. We also checked in with the New York City Board of Elections and spoke with Valerie Vasquez, who is calling them isolated right now, and the staff is being deployed to fix these machines at different polling stations. Now, earlier yesterday, the Board of Elections Executive Director Michael Ryan said he's feeling confident, saying that despite difficulties that we've had in the primaries and in the past, he has no doubt that elections will run smoothly today.
We're going to carry this election off successfully, and I would like to just remind the voters, get out there and vote. It's going to be nice weather. The experience is going to be a positive one.
And you can report any problems you're seeing with the scanners. You can fill out our voter survey. It's on our website at WNYC.org, Brian.
All right. And so let's turn to the Paramus Mall story. What does WNYC News know now about what happened last night? And is this still a moving field of information?
Yeah, the investigation is ongoing. But the latest that we know is that authorities say they don't think the gunman who killed himself after causing the lockdown, again, this was at New Jersey's largest mall, the Garden State Plaza, intended to hurt anyone else. He arrived there around 9:30 last night. This was just as the mall was closing, so you had a lot of employees still there. Here's the Bergen County prosecutor, John Molinelli, who says it appears that the gunman, who's 20-year-old Richard Shoup, was suicidal when he showed up.
He does have a history of drug use and drug abuse, but we do believe that the main motive for what he did tonight was suicide, whether self-inflicted or, God forbid, suicide by cop, which no one ever wants to see.
Now, Brian, police did go to his parents' home during the overnight hours in Teaneck, New Jersey. They did find a note. The prosecutor did say that he would not call it suicidal, but he did quote part of the note that said, "An end is coming." Now, later on in the evening after the lockdown, the SWAT teams went through this mall. They did find the 20-year-old's body in a back corridor of the lower level in the mall in Paramus. Now, again, as I mentioned, there were tons of employees there. Here we have Mercedes Hicks, who's an employee at the Uniqlo. This is one of the stores right near the entrance of the mall.
All you can see was the guy in passing. He had like a leather jacket on and a biker helmet and like a large firearm.
And she says she heard two shots before she and her managers managed to escort everyone out. Now, Brian, other employees actually were trapped in their stores. Joel Castaneda is 18 years old, works at the Ann Taylor Loft. He says he and 13 others locked themselves in the store for about an hour and a half after hearing four shots.
From the security camera, we could see the front door. We were watching out, see what happened. All of us really scared at one point, but as soon as we saw that there were like 200 cops outside the mall, we started feeling a little more safe.
So it was an active crime scene all night. Actually, the mall is closed today, and there were no other injuries.
And I want to take a call, Richard, from someone else who says he's an employee at the mall, Carmelo in Hackensack. Carmelo, thanks so much for calling in. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brian. I wasn't working last night, but I need to add on that, you know, now we have to be very speculative of who's coming into that mall, and there's a little more of a fear factor due to the fact that, you know, everyone who was coming in, it was kind of a little trust thing. Now it's no longer like that. You kind of have to worry about who's walking through the parking lot and who's, you know, who's coming into your establishment. And that's, you know, it's a fear. Now fear has been produced. So, however, the other listeners are feeling about that. That's my...
Yeah. Did your employer, even though you were off duty last night, did your employer contact you and say, you know, anything's going to be different now at the mall for you and other employees?
Well, not as of yet, but I'm sure because the mall security there is very good, and you know, the Paramus police do a good job. It's a large mall, so it's hard for them to secure everything. I'm sure something will happen. I'm sure they will make some changes extremely fast. What? We have yet to see, but something will happen.
Carmelo, I appreciate you checking in, and I'm glad you're safe. And Amy in Fairlawn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right.
Yes, I live literally about 5 minutes away from the Garden State Plaza. My daughter had plans to go last night. Thankfully, she did not. You know, she's just 13. I just started letting her go to the mall. And now I'm rethinking that decision, you know, but really I just want to call in and just, you know, I'm sure I can speak for many who are just bewildered at the fact that we can no longer, there's no open society anymore. We cannot go anywhere that's safe. And I just came back from 3 weeks in Israel where they check you. They check you at the door. You cannot enter a mall in Israel without your car being checked for bombs. And they check your bags. I mean, is that what it's going to come to here? Is that what it needs to come to here?
Do you think it does?
Well, it's a little scary between all of the different school shootings and the movie theaters and, you know, you name it, all of the things that have happened in the last 5 to 10 years. The gun control lobby, I can't wait to hear how they're going to spin this one.
Now, Amy, hang on for 1 second. I think mm-hmm. Doreen in Valley Stream wants to say something to you. Doreen, you're on WNYC, too. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Long time no speak. Yeah, I appreciate what Amy has said. I live right down the block from the Green Acres Mall in Valley Stream, and 15 or 20 years ago, we had a shooting there, and it was bad, and there's a huge mall there, and it was at one point in time a pretty high crime mall. There was a lot of stuff going on there for a while. There's a lot of more security there, and they put metal detectors into the movie theater, and, you know, I gotta say, I think that vigilance and making our children aware of possible dangers, and also paying close attention to the survival techniques as evidenced in some of these situations where mayhem took place, I think that's really all we can do. I don't think about getting shot at all. I don't worry about any of this at all, because the reality is I could fall in my shower and die, and or anything else could happen to me. So I really refuse to allow anyone to rob me of my joy in mm-hmm. my life. And so I would say that we must make our children aware of emergencies without turning them into paranoiacs. I don't think that we should be searching everyone unless we have a society that becomes more like the one that the Israelis have to face on a daily basis. And I would like to bring a little more serenity into our daily existence. And, you know, death lurks around every corner.
Amy, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, living the way that they do things in Israel is the right way. It's just, you know, it definitely gives you a little bit of It gives me serenity knowing I'm going into the mall in Israel and almost nothing has happened there in, you know, many, many years.
I don't disagree with the Israelis at all.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with
their
ways.
Yeah, I mean, they're, obviously, they're in a whole other situation. I can't, you know, but for me now, you know, I just think back to... I just think back to when I was, you know, I'm 42 now. I used to work in a mall when I was a teenager. I just, you know, it's a whole other world now, and it's just, it's amazing what goes on.
And I want to, and of course, you know, how could you not be shaken when you live 5 minutes from there and your daughter was supposed to be there? So Amy and Doreen, I'm going to leave it there with both of you. Thank you very much for the conversation. I just want to take John and Paramus, who wants to shout out to the emergency crews. Right, John?
Yes, well, you know, it's being reported how well they responded and how quickly they responded to the situation here and how everyone is safe because they practiced this, and they practiced this at that mall. And thank God for the Sunday Blue Laws, because when that mall is closed, that's when they practice.
John, thank you very much. So gets a Sunday Blue Law pitch into that. And, Richard, let's take one more call because Pilar and Teaneck was there last night. Pilar, hi. Thank you so much for checking in with us. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little bit shaken up still.
What did you see?
I actually didn't see the shooter. I was downstairs. I work in Nordstrom. So I was on the first floor below the shooter.
Did you hear anything?
Shots.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard the first shot. It sounded like a firecracker, and everybody was looking around at each other, and then people started running down the stairs. And then by the second shot, I had told my customer to run, and me and my coworker had run through one of the shipment doors. I did actually go to school with the shooter.
Wow. And what do you know about him?
He was a very nice kid. I'm very surprised that it was him. He was very charming, very intelligent, very nice, very friendly.
So sad, right?
Yes, it's very sad. I would have never thought it would be him.
Were you trained in what to say to customers or what to do yourself if anything like this were to happen? You said you told your customers to run.
Yeah, no, we haven't been trained. Pretty much, I just always planned out in my head where I would go if something like that was to happen. So I just told my customer not to go through the mall entrance because that's probably not safe, and I just took off running towards the shipment doors.
Pilar, thank you for checking in. Good luck going back there and shaking it off, and I appreciate your
thank
observations.
You.
Bye-bye. And again, our sympathies to the family, certainly, and Pilar knew the guy, Richard, and said nice guy when she knew him at a younger time.
Yeah, there was also a report that the family, when the police did go during the overnight hours to basically kind of raid the house, they were in shock as well.
And personally, I like Doreen's advice, which is that you can't stop your life. These are still rare events, so be aware, make your children aware of emergency procedures and precautions, but we can't live in fear and not live our lives when things like this happen, especially when they're still, statistically speaking, so extremely rare. So I was appreciative, personally, of Doreen's call for that. Richard Hake, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And when we continue in a minute, the Game Change guys, Mark Halperin and John Heilman on this election day, authors of the new book about last year's election. We'll talk mostly about their revelations about Chris Christie and how his behavior last year might help or hurt him in 2016 if he runs for president. And then we'll get back to your informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll calls for this election day 2013. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.